So, to start things off, what inspired you at such a young age to start this awesome business?
I think I was inspired mostly just by knowing, like, after seeing my mom, because she was a marketing teacher, and so they had a school store, so being inspired and seeing how they could make money, and as I needed money, like, I was inspired to, like, make my own way of making money. And so I was, like, still thinking about what could I do, and so I thought about things I love, and it just naturally came that I chose ice cream. And just being inspired from, like, seeing things, I'll say, I got inspired by, and then knowing in my heart what I could do and knowing having the energy to do it, I think that's what kind of pushed me over the edge, and then start asking my mom, doing things like trying to find different type of carts that I could start with and helping her out and trying to do my best to get things started.
That's awesome. So I know you've met a lot of cool people on this journey, just doing different events. So who is the coolest person you've ever handed an ice cream to?
That is a great question. See, it's like, there's some events where I've seen people. I just don't remember if I gave them the ice cream or not.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the most recent coolest person I say was Lisa Nichols. She's the founder of her own organization called Motivating the Masses.
Mm-hmm.
And she does things like, she has a business academy helping people learn how to do business and telling them what could help during the business, like, and little secret things that they worked over a long time, just assembling and making it short, things like that. And I think the coolest part was I got to give her an ice cream, and she also, like, helped me go into business academy. Like, she did a lot of things, which cost her a lot of money, so I'm thankful of that. So that's why I was happy to give her a cyclone.
That's awesome. So kind of piggybacking on that question, what's the coolest event you've done?
That's also a good question. I remember having this answer. I would probably say, if not probably going to, like, some big event, I would say going to serve the football players, because that is pretty fun. And it's kind of funny when they all start rolling in, like, everybody starts with that big line of ice cream. So I like doing that a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so not only do you have your awesome truck and the cart back there, but you've now got the store. So just tell me a little bit about the store, when it's opening, just stuff like that.
Okay, so just to say how I got the store was I did a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign from November 25th to the 31st of December 2017. And the goal was to raise $20,000, and happily, I raised $21,000, so that's how I got the shop. So we're planning on getting the shop right now, and we're doing things like finding budgets for different things right now about the shop, and to get closer to its due date will be April 14th. So right now we're just going through different types of steps and then sending in the health department and different things, because the plans, if you've seen the board, what the plan is, it has to be a little more more detailed for the health department. And then after it's approved, we can get all the numbers and then start building. So I guess that's a little bit about the shop.
That's awesome. Okay, so will you tell me a little bit about our experience together with the football players? You went into it a little bit, mm-hmm. but just, you know, tell me, you did it weekly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last season. So just tell me a little bit about getting to know the players and stuff.
I guess, kind of answering, I could say I've had a lot of fun doing that, and it was pretty fun bringing you over,
yeah.
having other people, and I was, like, really excited because you knew all the players. And see, for me, I could know the players, but, like, for me, I don't really know even with the numbers,
yeah.
because you really find out who they are on TV. So watching TV and learning who this player is, that was pretty fun to know. And then it's just really funny because they all just line up, and it's like a bombardment, and they really want ice cream. I mean, they're respectful, but you can tell they're hungry for ice cream, and it's just funny because, like, the little awkward moments, like, he'll be nice to you, but, like, you can't, you know, he really wants the ice cream, things like that. And then just a little fun just seeing them work out and just, like, see the change of their mood. Like, that really brings in the phrase, like, ice cream changes people.
Yeah.
So it's fun with things like that, getting to meet all the coaches. I've seen Kirby Smart, Mark Rick, things like that. It's pretty fun. And I like how they're humble still, even though they could be a big person. Like, example, Chubbs, he's really humble. And it's not that he's camera shy, but he likes to be a humble person, and he likes to be in his own environment. So I get to learn different things about them, learn maybe a little bit about their personality and things like that.
That's cool. So who is your favorite player you've met serving ice cream to?
That's a good question, because, like, there's, like, Chubbs, he's a good player, and I want to be a bandwagon, but then again, like, there's other people who have been giving me gloves and things like that and doing nice things, and so that's, like, a really good question. I would probably say number 6, I think his name is Wim.
Wims, yeah. Wims. Yeah, that's awesome. I remember last year when we did it, Isaiah Wynn, he was like, thanks, ice cream, little ice cream dude. Yeah, that's so cool. You just, like, create a little relationship with him.
Yeah, it's, like, really interesting and different things. And I like when number 67, Wynn, I think. Number
77.
Isaiah
Wynn,
yeah. Yeah, Isaiah Wynn. When he had posted those pictures on Instagram, and when they had the SpongeBob, I liked it, how he sat down. And then I like the quote, it was like dog food, like dog fuel. And it was really funny, and it did match the situation. So
cool. There you go. Okay, so I always close out the interview with this question. What is your view on this upcoming season for Georgia?
I think we could go all the way back to the national championship and win. I mean, that first one, even with the loss at the national championship, still thinking about it, we just came all the way. Like, we were at number one spot and doing things like that. And we had been going so far. And I think it's just, like, the time Kirby Smart, because he's been slowly building it up. And he's, like, now has enough, like, momentum even going into this year, because he still have the good players like Swift. I think he's still going to be there. And all the other people like Nico Hartman.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope I'm right.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Because a lot, see, just anybody, they could look like a senior, but they'd be a junior. But I think I've got it right this time.
Okay, good. Okay, I've got your mom right here, so I'm going to ask you this question. What have your parents done in helping you get this business started?
Oh, my parents have done everything. Like, just to explain, even when I started, I still had to use their money, you know, to get the ice and shark cart initially. And they've been helping me with things, like just spend their time helping me. My dad's been taking me to different types of events and helping me get my cart and my popsicle to different certain places. And I think they've helped a lot when I say everything, because they've been everywhere I've been. Even if it's one of them, they'll still be there. And they never really leave me alone. They're always supervising me and making sure I'm safe. So I'm thankful for that. And they always help me out. They're really helping me out with the ice cream shop. And they're, like, going around helping me learn how to do the business plan, and they're teaching it back to me. So I'm really thankful for that.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that's all I have. Thank you.